कुंज बिहारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे। राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारे। गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। राधा माधव जय प्रभुपद 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 जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद 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 जय प्रभुपद। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी। जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा। श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। भाई गौर प्रेमानंद भोड़ नहीं क्या भोड़ न भोड़ क्लास है ना क्लास तो है ना। हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती रुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 28 चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 54 428 54। The chapter is entitled Puranjan Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. We are text number 54 today. हंसावहं च त्वं चार्य सखायो मानसायनो अभूताम् अन्तरावौक सहस्रपरिवत्सरान् हंसावहं च त्वं चार्य सखायो मानसायनो अभूताम् अन्तरावौक सहस्रपरिवत्सरान् हंसावहं च त्वं चार्य सखायो मानसायनो अभूतामन्तरावौक सहस्रपरिवत्सरान्। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। सखायो मानसायनो अभूतमन्तरावौक सहस्रपरिवत्सरान्
हंसामहं च तं चार्य
माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। हम सौ टू स्वैंस, अहम आई च एंड त्वम यू च ऑल्सो आर्य ओ ग्रेट सोल सखायो फ्रेंड्स मानसयोनो टुगेदर इन द मानस लेक अभूताम बिकेम अंतरा सेपरेटेड वा इंडीड ओकह फ्रॉम द ओरिजिनल होम सहस्र thousands pari successively vatsaran years. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. Purport. The original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entity live together very peacefully. Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world. However, when the living entity wants to enjoy himself, he falls down into the material world. Even while he is in that position, the Lord remains with him as a super soul, his intimate friend. Because of his forgetfulness, the living entity does not know that the Supreme Lord is accompanying him as a super soul. In this way, the living entity remains conditioned in each and every millennium. Although the Lord follows him as a friend, the living entity, because of forgetfulness, forgetful materializations, does not recognize him. Very beautiful verse. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurapani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Voice. So when I was asked to give Srimad Bhagavatam class, I was not knowing which verse is going on. So they told me that you choose whatever verse you want. So I asked few devotees who were with me in Vrindavan cottage. So they gave this beautiful verse. Even I was very happy to hear this verse. Hamsav aham chatvam charya sakhayo manasayano abhutam antara vauka sahasra parivatsaran. My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. So when I was reading this purport, I was just thinking about this whole journey of conditioned soul, or actually of a soul, is whole mentioned in this translation and purport. This is a verse which is in this Puranjan Upakhyan, wherein a Brahmana, a very strange Brahmana, appears to Puranjani, who's Puranjan's next life. He becomes Puranjani and is lamenting. So this Brahmana says, we are actually living together, but you have forgotten me. So I have come to remind you. So in one sense, this is the end of this Puranjan Upakhyan. Good things are coming up, where after that whole journey in the material world, so much of enjoyment and then suffering, finally Krishna is intervening and calling this soul to come back to spiritual world. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport, we were all there. Then we came here. Now we have to go back there. So it's a journey from there, here, and from here back to there. So someone may ask, why we actually came here? If life was so blissful, so peaceful. This is a question which comes when we go through tribulations in this material world, so many anxieties and problems. And when we think that, when we hear that Krishna consciousness is so blissful in spiritual world, then we sometimes ponder, or sometimes devotees और सम वेलविशर सम फ्रेंड्स आस्क अस क्वेश्चंस कि प्रभु वहाँ से आए क्यों यहाँ पर, हम इतना अच्छा चल रहा था वहाँ पर. नाउ दिस क्वेश्चन इज़ वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू आंसर इन टूडेज़ कंडीशन बिकॉज एवरी वन हैज़ अ डिफरेंट रीज़न फॉर कमिंग हेयर. पर्टिकुलर रीज़न रीज़न इज सिंपल, इच्छा द्वेष, वी आर डिजायर एंड हेट्रिड, वी वॉन्ट टू एन्जॉय सेपरेट फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड. दिस आर फिलोसॉफिकल तत्वज बट द एग्जैक्ट फिटिंग थिंग राइट. वाई? लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल देर आर मेनी रीजन्स वाई वन पर्सन और अदर मेनी ग्रुप ऑफ डिवोटीज मे नॉट डू अ सर्टन थिंग. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल इन दिस अपकमिंग वॉट एवर ऑस्पिशियस मंथ वी आर गोइंग थ्रू, देन सम डिवोटीज मे नॉट कम फॉर वन पर्टिकुलर ब्रेकफास्ट एट ब्रेकफास्ट दे विल नॉट कम. सो इन जेनरिक वी मे से दैट दे आर डूइंग फास्टिंग, बट ईच एंड एवरी रीजन पर्सन में हैव रीजन समवन फास्टिंग, बोला आज पोहा बनाया इसलिए नहीं आया मैं. सो इज फास्टिंग बिकॉज ही डजंट लाइक पोहा. समवन इज फास्टिंग बिकॉज ही इज फॉलोइंग सम व्रत. समवन इज फास्टिंग कल रात को बहुत ज़्यादा खा लिया प्रभु जी इसलिए भूख लगा नहीं. सो एवरी वन हैज कम दे आर फास्टिंग बट यू गो डिटेल्स वाई, इट्स अ डिफरेंट रीजन ऑल टुगेदर. Similarly, there is each and every detail about why we came here. And Srila Prabhupada never encouraged us to go deep into those things. But basically, more or less, tattva-wise, we came here because we wanted to enjoy separate from Krishna. And that enjoyment of separate from Krishna is also, in our modern terminologies, explained by different examples. Like for example, one day one devotee was giving a brahmachari class in Radha Gopinath temple. He gave a very nice understanding. He said, just like sometimes, you know, we are called by our temple leaders for some service, community service. So in that community service, when we come, some people are enthusiastic, aur yaar seva karna hai, shram daan. Some people are thinking, bahut bar kiya hai. Some are not interested in service, but they are still there. So different kinds of devotees have come for service. Now some of them who are actually not so interested, maja nahi aa raha, anand nahi aa raha usko seva karte hue, he just doing it. And just then his phone rings. So what happens? He goes away. He needs some break. He needs to go out. But how can he go? So phone has rung. And some important phone call has come. So he tells the leader, Prabhuji, main aata hu. 5 minute mein aata hu. But then he gets absorbed in the phone call. Because that phone call is more absorbing for him than the service. So he comes after half an hour when the service is over. Prabhuji, oh, thoda sorry, late aa gaya. Koi baat nahi, seva ho gaya. It's a brilliant example for us to understand. When our mind is not in one place, then something else comes up, then we go there, saying that 5 minutes. But because we get absorbed there, it becomes like half an hour and come back again. So example is given, then when we are in spiritual world, we somehow or other not feel absorption in what we are doing there. And we want to do something else, apart from those things. And then there's a call, come to material world. It's a thoda alag lag raha, ajeeb hai, naya kuch hai, chal jaake dekh ke aate. So we go 5 minutes, but takes half an hour to come back again. So we just want to check out. Like Devamrit Maharaj gave a brilliant example in one of the Brahmachari classes. He was asked this question. He said, so this is like 15 years back, you know, 12, 15 years back, when pizza was like coming up, when people wanted to eat pizza and those pizzas were not easily available. So he gave a brilliant example. Just like in Brahmachari ashram, Brahmacharis are getting nice prasadam. Everything is super fine, everything is wonderful. And he also mentioned devotees cook so nicely here. Radha Gopinath temple is corn chapati. But one brahmachari wants to eat pizza. Now in Radha Gopinath temple, he'll not get that pizza. Of course, there are 15 years back. Now Govindas is there, so he'll get pizza also. But he knows that he wants that pizza. Now where the desire has come, he does not know. Suddenly the desire has come. It's not contemplated like he has chanted 108 names of pizzas every day, Om pizza, Yanama, like that, and then develop attachment. Suddenly that attachment has come. So pizza khana ki ichha hai, khane ki ichha hai. He wants to eat pizza. But he knows that yahan milne wala nahi hai. So what he has to do? He has to now arrange for that somewhere. So he mentioned where he will arrange. So he will maybe, some devotee must have called, Prabhuji, aap bahut din se ghar pe nahi aaye prasad ke liye. Some grihastha scholars. So he said, Prabhuji, nahi aaye. Prabhu ji, आज माता जी सोच रहे पिज्जा बनाने का. अरे क्या बात है. सो यू जस्ट अरेंज यूर सेल्फ सच अ वे दैट यू नीड दिस एंड देर इज अ कॉल. सो यू गो दिस. प्रभु जी अब मुझे टाइम नहीं, आई डोंट हैव टाइम, But still, because you are calling for so many days, I will come. I will not eat much, huh, Prabhu, I will not eat much. So just go and you come back. So Maharaj mentioned, Devamrit Maharaj, that similarly, there is some excitement to eat that pizza. People go and get that excitement, then come back to the temple and then they are okay, no problem. Pizza is not on, like there is no hankering of pizza anymore. Just go and try it out. He said, it's so simple. We really wanted to do something apart from what's in the spiritual world. So this material world was made. We come here and again go back very fast. The coming and going in spiritual world is just a moment of time. But by this time, this 5 minutes has become half an hour, millions of lifetimes, where we are in this material world. All because that excitement, just go and taste that pizza. So I was wondering, well, what an example, brilliant example to prove a point. To enjoy separate from Krishna was our agenda. We are all here and then we go back. And that going back to Krishna is also in a moment of time in spiritual world. But here it has taken a big journey all the way from different lives, different species, different experiences. And then I remembered one time that experience of eating pizza also, it is not like very relishing experience. We may be excited in this world to eat something, let's say pizza. And we have our idea of eating that pizza. But maybe when we go to that house where we are going to be served pizza, our experience, our need may not be fulfilled there. We thought of getting a pizza, very nice, but somehow that we got a pizza which was very cold, which may be not exactly like what we want. Right? For example, in this material world, whenever we try to enjoy, we always see that enjoyment is always comes with some conditions apply. I remember many years back in our Talwan base, so few devotees just passed out from the college and they got very good placement, they got a job. So immediately all the devotees said, Prabhu, party chahiye. So Prabhu, theek hai. So everyone got the first salary and they thought we should have a party. So what do you want to eat? So all the students said, Prabhuji, pizza khayenge. So luckily for us in Navi Mumbai, for us to eat pizza means we had to come to Govinda's restaurant in Chopati. But that time one devotee had opened a restaurant in Khargar and he was serving pizza. And slowly, slowly the name of that hotel was getting popular. So everyone said, Prabhuji, wo hotel mein khayenge pizza. So all of them said, Prabhuji, khilana hai to unlimited khilana hai, theek hai na? Main tumhe mat leke jaun. So these both devotees who got placement, they actually spent the whole salary first, decided late. Because when devotees in youth, young people want to eat unlimited, that means you have to keep at least good amount of cash to fulfill their desire. So slowly, slowly, 10 devotees in the base, some more devotees also came to know who were previous in the base. So they also joined in. So 15 devotees. And they also invited me. So I said, okay, you are having a good wonderful time with each other, I'll also join you. But I said, I don't want to stay there long because, you know, I know you all will be doing a lot of talking and having gala time with each other, but I want to come back and take rest early. He said, Prabhuji, sabse pehle aapko khila dete pizza aur baad mein aap chale jao. So I went in the restaurant, devotees restaurant, and they were very happy. 20 devotees have come to the restaurant, ek saath. But I knew what it will be. 20 devotees coming in the restaurant means I had experience previously also. When a lot of devotees suddenly go to one place where they don't know how to serve 20 devotees, there can be a little different experience altogether. So I went, they served me one pizza, so I left it. People came late in the night, all these boys. Next day morning, I said, kaisa laga? Achha tha, Prabhuji. So I saw the excitement in which they went to the hotel to eat pizza. But I did not see the happiness in the next day, which they told me, achha laga. So I caught hold of one devotee and asked him. That devotee was actually serving prasadam, paying money. What happened? He did not serve prasadam to them properly. Unlimited nahi tha kya pizza? No, unlimited tha, Prabhuji. So why I can see people are not happy so much? Not as happy as they should be. They were analyzing, maybe because 20 people suddenly went and they only one. So they were cooking pizza. It was unlimited, but not coming on time. So can you imagine, you're sitting for eating pizza and someone gives you one piece of pizza every 20 minutes. It's unlimited. 2.5 hours, they ate 20 minutes one pizza, 20 minutes, and they're watching everyone getting one. So they ate pizza unlimited, but the experience was not as they wanted. This is material world. We exactly want, and sometimes we get, but the experience of enjoying is not exactly what we thought. So this whole experience of this material world is so overwhelming for a conditioned soul that he goes through a lot of misery, even while enjoying. Someone does not get enjoyment, it's another misery. But someone gets enjoyment and is not able to enjoy is much more bigger misery than before. And ultimately this, and above all, the working of material energy is so powerful that in spite of that, still we are trying to enjoy, right? Even if someone is in the hospital and he is having tubes in his body, and you go and ask him, how are you? Fine. The word fine just comes out because it has become a conditioned soul's conditioned word. I am fine. Even though we are suffering, we say we are fine. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example in one of his books. I guess Teachings of Lord Chaitanya illustrates the example about that living entity. The conditioned soul is in the form of a man who has gone to jungle and then he's chased by a tiger. And then he runs to save his life, only to find himself falling in a dry well. And while falling, he catches the branch of a tree. So as he catches the branch of a tree, he realizes the branch of a tree has a beehive. So the bees have now got agitated and they're all coming and biting him. So bees are biting him. Upar sher hai, there is tiger upstairs. And then he watches down, can I jump down? There is a cobra who is looking at him, about to bite him if he comes down. So he can't go down, he can't go up. And the place where he is also miserable there because the bees are actually stinging him. And then looks around, then there are two rats who are biting that branch on which he is hanging. So that branch is also going to go down soon because the branch has been nibbled by the mouse. And then because that whole shaking is happening, one drop of honey of that hive falls exactly on his tongue. And he feels that happiness. And he is waiting when the next drop will fall. All in the midst of this whole misery of tiger, snake, rats. And he knows anytime anything can happen. But he's enjoying that moment of happiness. Little happiness. So material world works in this fashion. Where in spite of all this misery, there is some happiness which comes. And that keeps a person going, hoping more will come. So we don't learn our lessons in the material world. And therefore Krishna consciousness is a very amazing process. It's a process which in due course of time, we learn our lessons theoretically first and practically also. Theoretically it always happens, we learn so much, we even speak about those lessons theoretically. You know? Material world is suffering. And then when suffering comes, then we are disturbed. Why suffering has come? Then someone has to come and say, Prabhu, aapke lecture mein suna tha, material world is miserable. Achha, aisa hai kya? So realization is not there. The understanding has come, but the realization is not there. But in due course of time in the material world, because we are practicing Krishna consciousness, in association of devotees, because of association of devotees, that realization also dawns. 1%, 5%, 10%, 25%. Finally, self-realization, 100% conviction that the material world is not a good place. I remember Gaurang Prabhu often quotes this beautiful story of his own life, where in IIT he had a friend who would never want to become a devotee, but he just chanted one round just so that he could get prasadam. He took prasadam regularly there in IIT base when they were in the college that time. And then later on he got a placement in America. Then he thought that everyone is saying in Hare Krishna wala bolte ki the material world is miserable. But why they are saying so much miserable? I don't say in misery. I got a placement in America. Maybe for them, for some of them it is miserable. But I have got such a wonderful opportunity to go to America. How can it be so miserable? So anyways, he did not take it seriously, that theoretical knowledge which he received. But he went to America and he thought, I am doing masters, so I'll be happy. While doing masters, he was miserable. Then he thought, maybe I'll do PhD, then I'll be happy. So he did PhD. But there also he was not so happy. Then finally thought, maybe I'm alone, I should get married. So he got married, and again he was miserable. So he was thinking, I went, came to America, I thought I'll be happy, I'm miserable. I will do masters, still I'm miserable. I did PhD, miserable. Married, still miserable. Then finally, while walking on the street, he came across a group of devotees chanting Kirtan. So he realized, Hare, these are Hare Krishnas. He took a book from them, took the temple address, went to the temple, and again the class, he heard the same thing. Material world is miserable. But that, when he heard in IIT, he didn't drink him so much. But now it rang him really. And then he said, let me read this Bhagavad Gita. It makes sense now. And he read the Bhagavad Gita very nicely. He took association of devotees and went on to become a good devotee. So Prabhuji was mentioning that he went to once USA and he was in the temple. And he was he gave a class. After the class, this friend of him met. And do you remember me? So he remembered many years back he was there, around 12, 13 years. So Gaurang was mentioning it took prasadam for him to digest the prasadam 12 years and realize that material world is miserable. So Krishna consciousness works, Prabhupada says, gradually. It will work. But the process is very powerful. That the realization will dawn that this material world is actually not a fit place for any conditioned soul. He has to go back to Krishna. And what is the process? Prabhupada is so amazing. Prabhupada is saying this material world is a miserable place. Prabhupada also is giving a very easy process. The process of Krishna consciousness. So if you want to return back to Krishna, Prabhupada is saying no karma yoga, no jnana yoga, no ashtanga, only bhakti yoga. Why no karma, no ashtanga, no jnana? Because every process, there are a lot of conditions there. Lot of time, place, circumstances, the way the process has to be done. It is not user friendly as we use the word today. But bhakti yoga is very user friendly, right? You can adjust your life and do bhakti yoga. It's very easy. But you can't adjust your life, or rather you cannot set karma yoga in your life, jnana yoga. Like many people, they are not ready to change their lifestyle. But still, Krishna consciousness can fit in their lifestyle. Ek mala kar lo yaar, kya problem hai? Raat ko sone ke time kar lo. Bus mein kar lo, train mein kar lo. But other process doesn't work. You can't say, yagya, havan, bus mein kar lo. Right? Puja. बस में कर लो नहीं कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस कैन बिगिन एट एनी प्रोसेस कैन वर्क एट एनी प्रोसेस एंड ब्रिंग अ पर्सन स्लोली इनसाइड द रियलम ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस लाइक वी हियर मॉर्निंग शिक्षाष्टकम न स्मरणेन कालः राइट इट बिगिन्स बाय वेरी एट्स अ फ्री प्रोसेस श्रवणम कीर्तनम राइट द बिगिनिंग इज श्रवणम वॉट इट टेक्स टू डू श्रवण टेल मी वी आर ऑल डूइंग श्रवणम हियर All it takes is, the ears are already open. Just concentrate, let it come inside. Right? There are birds chirping there, like someone was shouting near the kitchen, Are kya prasad banaya aaj? So many sounds are there. But this sound right now we are hearing. So our ears are open, we are supposed to hear from our ear, and we are hearing. As simple as that, just hear Krishna consciousness. And then eventually Shravanam leads to Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, the ninefold process of bhakti. Right? It all begins in association of devotees, right? Like one time His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj was visited by one well-wisher, a very very wealthy person. So this person was coming off and on into bhakti and going back. He was a very busy person into so many business enterprises, he was not getting in time. So Maharaj always encouraging him, chant something. So one day he came and said, Maharaj, I am very much inspired, but I don't have time. Actually 22 hours of my whole day, I am busy. 22 hours. I take little rest, but I am doing business here. I am constantly traveling, go so many places. Just 2 hours I have got, Maharaj. So in 2 hours, what should I do? Tell me. Should I chant or should I associate with devotees? So, some devotees are saying chant and some are saying associate with devotees. What should I do? Maharaj, you tell me. So Maharaj said, don't chant, associate with devotees. And then he left. And every day 2 hours I will associate with devotees. Either way, hear from them or come to temple, whatever. But some devotee was there, he was standing there. He asked Maharaj, why Maharaj, you should chant, tell them chant. Tell him to chant Hare Krishna 2 hours. Why you told him to chant, take association of devotees? So Maharaj said, well, if he takes association of devotees, he will realize an association of devotees, why he is so busy for 22 hours? What is the need? If he understands it is useless to be busy for 22 hours having a human form of life, eventually he will gradual and do the needful and he get a lot of time. In that time he will chant also. Then he will do all other process of devotional service. So association of devotees is very essential for every living entity. And therefore when association of devotees we come in, then we begin our Krishna consciousness, that theoretical knowledge comes to practical realization. So Srila Prabhupada has come here to give his association in form of his books. He came also in physical form, just to give us association, to create a society of devotees, a big association of devotees for us to associate and get practical realization. Srila Prabhupada was once in Vrindavan and someone had gifted Prabhupada a pen, Parker pen. So Prabhupada was writing something with Parker pen. He was actually on the veranda there, open. So one of Prabhupada's very close associates from long time, one of Vrindavan Vasi, one Brajvasi had come to meet Srila Prabhupada. So that time Parker pens were like, you know, very, they were like, you know, very fortune pens, not like everyone had that. So this Brajvasi came and he saw the pen and said, Parker, Swamiji, you have Parker pen. So Prabhupada picked up, Parker. Prabhupada said then, this is Parker pen and what I am writing is also will take people Parker. Whatever I am writing, reading that, people will do Parker. Par yane is Bhav Sagar se Parker. So actually Prabhupada made, we are all trying to go back to spiritual world, but what is the process? The process of Srila Prabhupada has made it so easy, right? The process of Krishna consciousness. And more we take up Krishna consciousness process more seriously, Krishna will reciprocate with us. Krishna will happily reciprocate. Like one devotee was sharing his beautiful realization of the Gita. He was mentioning, in Gita you find two verses, you know, almost Krishna, sharing simple, same idea, Krishna is going to help. So one is, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, and other is, Vahami Aham, right? What is that verse? Ananya Chintayantu Maham, Yejana Pariupasate, Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam, Yogakshemam Aham. So one is Yogakshemam Mahamayam, other is, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. In one verse, Krishna is saying that I'll give you intelligence by which you will come to me. And other is, I will carry whatever you lack. So both the verses are promising something great. But if we analyze, one verse is very personal. And one verse is, okay, I'll give you something by which you'll figure out. And other is, I will help you personally. So this is how Krishna consciousness works. Krishna is always helping us. But more we turn to Krishna, very much, in reciprocation, Krishna becomes very personal also. Yathamam prapadyante tamstateva bhajamam. So Krishna is already helping us based on how we, God helps those who help themselves, how we are taking that help. So we are practicing Krishna consciousness, dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna is giving intelligence. But when we actually take shelter of Krishna, vahamiham, yogakshemam vahamiham. So I found this verse very interesting, that how Krishna is actually building step by step, coming closer to us, helping us. As mentioned in this verse, where the Brahmana is saying that we are like two swans in this material world. You are busy in this material world, but I am waiting for you to come back to me. So Paramatma is waiting for a living entity. Till that time, Paramatma is always traveling with the living entity in this conditioned state. Wherever he goes, in that sojourn, in this material world, he is traveling. So in this way, we find that we come in association of devotees and we get blessed. We understand what is the purpose of human form of life. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and one Prabhupada disciple mentioned that Prabhupada would call devotees in his room for darshan. And Prabhupada would meet many people, many devotees would come and ask questions. Some well-wishers also would come, some Vrindavan Brajvasis would also come. So that was in the evening time Prabhupada would come. So there was a cat in the temple, Vrindavan temple. It's a big temple, cat somewhere in the corner. But this cat one day sneaked in that room, Prabhupada's room. And the person was guarding the door. He was trying to catch that cat, but the cat just ran here and there and finally directly came. And Prabhupada was sitting on asana and he had kept his leg down. He came and sat under Prabhupada's feet. So everyone was surprised. Hey, this cat has come here. But Prabhupada is speaking, so no one dared to do anything. Wait what Prabhupada does. So Prabhupada saw like this. And Prabhupada was speaking and Prabhupada was caressing the cat with his feet. Everyone was thinking, what mercy Prabhupada is giving this cat. This cat is like, kahan se aa gaya pata nahi, sat under Prabhupada's feet, Prabhupada is caressing with his feet. And Prabhupada is speaking, 1 hour caressing with his feet. And then when the meeting was over, this cat ran away. Next day again the cat came and again Prabhupada was caressing. So 2 days it happened. And people were thinking, what mercy this cat has received. And a day or two later, this cat was not seen. And the devotee who was guarding was thinking, today I will not allow the cat. The cat did not come. Only to realize that somewhere they came to know that cat has died. So they informed Prabhupada. Prabhupada, that cat who came, sat near of it. Prabhupada said, oh, that cat. Oh, he was a yogi in his last life. He had almost completed. He was lacking some association of devotees. So he got this. He has gone. Fellow surprise. So we do not know how much we are lacking and how we are in this moment, or we are starting or we are lacking. We don't know. But everyone has got that chance which Prabhupada has given to that cat. We are also getting mercy of Srila Prabhupada in some form to complete our journey in this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. Right? We all have come here to perfect our life. That is the whole understanding. So, the whole idea which our acharyas teach us is, we try our best in this material world to adjust our life and practice Krishna consciousness and also balance ourselves in this material world with this body, with the senses. But sometimes there is always this up and down which goes on, the sinusoidal waves. Happiness, distress, happiness, distress, right? Long happiness means long distress will also come. This material world is mix of both things. Right, our acharyas also mentioned this. And we have seen also in the life of great devotees it has happened. So mix of pleasure and pain. So I was reading a beautiful article in Back to God magazine. They were mentioning a beautiful thing, this, you know, graceful degradation to eternal upgradation. A concept. An example given was of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, when he knew, when time had come for him to decide, Lord Vamandev or my material riches, he gracefully degraded, knowing that maybe because he will surrender to Vamandev, he will go through a lot of problems. And he was warned also by his Guru Shankaracharya, by his family members. And yet he surrendered to Vamandev and actually saw all those problems coming. Oh, everything of his kingdom was snatched. Everyone was cursing him. Even Lord Vamandev bound him with a Nagapash. So he was like, at one time, some moments back, he was the ruler of the entire world. And suddenly he is having nothing in his hands. And in front of his family members, his guru, who warned him, he is bound by Lord Vamandev. But that's called graceful degradation because he accepted it smilingly. And what was the result? Lord Vamandev tasted him. But in due course of time, Vamandev became so pleased, asking, what do you want? And in due course, and because of that graceful degradation he went through, he got eternal upgradation. So Lord Vamandev said that you wanted to become Indra, so I'll make you Indra. He said, I don't want to become Indra now. No, you decided to become Indra, I'll make you Indra, but now already there is an Indra. So you'll become next Indra. But till that time you'll enjoy opulence as Indra. So he gave you a Sutar Loka. Sutar Loka is also Bilva Swarga, right? So same opulence. And also, after that, he will become Indra. Meanwhile, I will come and stay with you in Sutar Loka. So Lord Vamandev gave his association to Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj lost something which is very big. But what he got? Super big things. Right? He is living in Sutar Loka now, associating with Bali Vamandev. And then eventually he will become the next Indra. And there also he is a pure devotee already. So, graceful degradation to eternal upgradation. And this is a concept even in the software system also, computer system. This BTG article mentioning that, I am not so used to computer system, maybe some of you may able to mention this. But I know one, I can correlate. Just like for example, if computer system undergoes a major threat, attack by some virus, then that time the system realizes and system paralyzes itself. Goes down to the minimum working mode. लाइक सिंपल एग्जाम्पल, इफ ए मोबाइल इज गेटिंग डिस्चार्ज लास्ट 5%, वॉट हैपन्स? इमीजिएटली ऑल द एप्स दे गो, इमीजिएटली इंडिकेशन कम, स्विच ऑफ द एप्स, राइट, द लाइट गोज डाउन, वॉट इज कॉल्ड सेविंग मोड, राइट, पावर सेविंग मोड. सो यू आर नॉट एक्टिवेटेड, यू आर नॉट ओके पावर सेविंग मोड, ऑटोमेटिकली द मोबाइल इज जनरेटेड इन पावर सेविंग मोड सो दैट दिस 5% कैन गो फॉर लॉन्ग टाइम. द सिस्टम ऑल्सो इन द कंप्यूटर ऑल्सो वेन इट रिसीव्स अ थ्रेट, इट ऑल्सो एज यू कॉल ग्रेसफुल डिग्रेडेशन, खुद से कम हो जाते हैं, सिस्टम स्टार्ट्स वर्किंग स्लो टू रेजिस्ट. लाइक बॉडी ऑल्सो वेन सम वायरस अटैक्स, राइट, व्हाट हैपन्स? फीवर कम्स, देन कोल्ड कम्स, देन हेडेक कम्स. सो अल्टीमेटली यू स्टॉप ऑल द वर्क नाउ, स्थाने सीता, टेक मेडिसिन, टेक रेस्ट, राइट, एंड देन इवेंचुअली द बॉडी रिकुपरेट्स. सो द सिस्टम वर्क्स इन दिस वे. सो वेन वी गो थ्रू मिजरीज इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड, ग्रेसफुल डिग्रेडेशन, अंडरस्टैंड इट इज पार्ट ऑफ द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड, डोंट गेट पैनिक्ड, टेक कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मोर सीरियसली एंड eternal upgradation that will lead, that realization will help you in Krishna consciousness after that misery has gone away. That's called graceful degradation. So Shubhvilaspu mentions in one of his book that is the process of going offline and getting online back. So he was mentioning sometimes people go offline because they have been online lot of time for lot of hours, so they want to cool down, let's go offline. So he was mentioning example of Ramayana, that Lord Ram also would say regularly go offline. Sometimes Lord Ram, he is the ruler of Ayodhya and everyone is looking for him. Suddenly he will go offline, not to be said, no one knew, where is he? Not even Sita, not even Lakshman, no one knew. He would just go offline. And when people would search for him, he would find that Lord Ram is gone to some nearby forest with some sage. One sadhu is sitting and hearing from the sadhu about whatever, as a human being, he was, as a playing the role of human being, he was showing that how he sits down and hears Shastras. So he would hear Shastra and then come back again and again get back online with proper duty. He would go offline and come back online. So he was mentioning beautifully, Shubhvilaspu was mentioning that sometimes in our life we also need to also this, allow this graceful degradation for our eternal upgradation. We need to also balance our schedules in such a way that we get often time for our Krishna consciousness. And therefore you find such opportunities like Kartik month, this Purushottam month keeps coming. Krishna gives that opportunity, allows us. Are you? Like I found a beautiful, someone shared me a beautiful PDF on my mobile. Krishna give me a break. Ye kya hai bhai? Khol ke dekha to, glories of Purushottam month. So he named, that person named it a Krishna give me a break. Actually we all need a break in our life to rejuvenate our Krishna consciousness. So Krishna gives us break. Sometimes Krishna gives us a break in the form of festival, a month. Sometimes that break comes in the form of misery, anxiety, whatever it comes. That eternal upgradation has to take place for this graceful degradation. I'll end my class with a beautiful bhajan which I heard from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, during his shooting of this Abhay Charan serial, sang a beautiful Hindi bhajan. That gives a perfect meaning to this verse and to the things we discussed today in our class. You must have heard this bhajan. Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda ka naamale, Govinda ke naam bina कुछ आवे ना काम रे. भज गोविंदा, भज गोविंदा, भज गोविंद का नाम ले. ये जीवन सुख दुख का मेला, दुनियादारी सपनों का खेला. जाना तुझको है अकेला, भज गोविंद का नाम ले. स्मॉल हिंदी भजन बट हैज सो मच ऑफ एग्जैक्ट मीनिंग फिटिंग इन व्हेन यू सी दिस वर्स. we have come from spiritual, we have to go to spiritual world. And the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness is so beautifully mentioned that the only thing which will help you is the permanent asset, that is Krishna consciousness, chanting, serving Vaishnavas, serving devotees. Bhaje Govindaka Namale, Govindaki Nama Bina Kuch Avena Kamare. So there is a beautiful, wonderful realization which I want to share with about one great saint of South India. This is somewhere in Karnataka. There was a great jeweler who was a big man, but he was a miser. His name was Chinnappa Nayak. So Chinnappa Nayak was a great jeweler, but a miser. His wife was very pious, but husband was so miser that he would not allow his wife to give donations, daan, dakshina, thing. So wife was actually not just pious, she was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. So one day, Lord Krishna was himself decided to just check how miser this Chinnappa Nayak is. So Krishna came in the form of a poor man, right? This poor man came, and it is mentioned that he came to the house of Chinnappa Nayak when Chinnappa Nayak was not there. Wife was there, and he said that, please give me some dakshina, today is a very auspicious day. If you do dakshina today, then you will get a lot of benefit. So he quoted a lot of scriptures. So the wife became excited, today is a good day, what dakshina should I give you? She went around in the house, but she was thinking, if I give something, my husband will come to know, he will be angry on me. So finally then the poor man, he is Krishna himself, and he was so attractive that finally she dared and took that whole thing in her hand and gave her own ring. Said, take this and don't tell anyone. So this poor man, who was Krishna, took that ring. This is Krishna's plan for Chinnappa Nayak. This poor man, Krishna, he went to the jeweler shop to sell that ring. To whom? Chinnappa Nayak. Now Chinnappa Nayak was thinking, ye to dekha hai kahin to maine. Oh, this belongs to my wife. So where you got this? This is my jewel. This is my ring. I'm giving you, please give money. I want to sell it. So Chinnappa Nayak thought, what should I do? Should I check where he got? So he said, okay, can you wait for some time? I just check and come back. What is the rate? What is the where? So he kept the ring in that drawer, locked it. From the back door, he ran to his house to check with his wife, where is the ring? He thought he's a thief. So now he came and said to his wife, where is the ring? The wife was surprised, probably directly asking, where is the ring? And this is what something which... So she said, maybe he sits inside the bedroom, go and check it out. I just kept it there before going for bath. She was checking very frantically. And meanwhile, the wife was thinking, now if he comes to know what will happen, then devastation, you know, he will be very angry on me. So in that confusion, she decided to drink poison to end her life for this. So she took poison in the cup, and as she was lifting the cup, in the cup she found the ring. She was surprised how the ring has come in the cup of poison. So the husband came and, where is the ring? Ring. He took the ring. So how this ring has come here? I thought the ring should not be here. A ring is in a drawer. So if this is the ring, let me go and check in the drawer. So he went running. He opened a drawer, no ring. So now he was thinking, I kept the ring, I know very well. The ring is there. What is confusion? And this poor man is saying, please give me ring or give me money. So finally Chinnappa Nayak was thinking, how this ring has come? He was completely confused. And he saw the poor man. He said, who are you? And by this time, there was a lot of purification which happened in the heart of Chinnappa Nayak. And Krishna revealed his form to him and showed him who he was. And it is mentioned, Chinnappa Nayak understood that Krishna himself came to change his life. So he went back and offered pranam to his wife that because of your mercy, I become Krishna conscious. This Chinnappa Nayak underwent transformation in his life, went on to become a great devotee. And he became so virakta, so much away from the whole wealth and all. He actually left his village only for the process of Krishna consciousness. He and wife were traveling, and he was singing a lot of songs. And he went on to become this great singer, Purandar Das. Chinnappa Nayak became Purandar Das. So Purandar Das went through his journey, got that realization, and then he composed a beautiful song. I'll read that song for all of you. It's in English, I'll not read in Kannada. So he's saying, Krishna, I want to serve you. But Krishna, how can I serve you? How can I please you? Okay, Krishna, let me bring some water and bathe you. In this will I serve you. And then Purandar Das in his own poem says, but Krishna, why do you need water from me? You have Ganga coming from your lotus feet. You have enough water coming from your body. Why do you need my water to bathe yourself? Maybe I'll check something else. Oh Krishna, let me sing for you. After some time, Purandar Das says, what is my singing? How that will please you? Gandharvas are singing for you. Narad Muni is singing for you. What I will do? My voice is not good for you. Okay, let me offer you a lamp. And then Purandar Das contemplates. Oh, what fool I am. I am offering you a lamp. You are self-effulgent. From your effulgence, millions of suns get their effulgence. What my small lamp will give you when you are self-effulgent? Maybe, Lord, I will offer you some wealth. But Lord, what wealth I will offer you? On your lap, Lakshmi Devi is sitting. She is a goddess of fortune. So what wealth, what my few metal coins will give you wealth? Krishna, Lord, Lakshmi Devi is with you. Okay, let me offer you a nice bed so that you can take rest. Purandar Das says that, what is the use of this bed? You are sleeping on the most best Dunlop bed, Anantashesh. The most soft bed ever anyone can have. Okay, let me fan you, O Lord. I'll fan you nicely. But what is the use of my fan? Garudji, he can just wrap his wing and beautifully fan you. So Lord, actually, you don't need anything from me. Whatever I can offer you, you're already getting best of that from your devotees. Lord, the only thing I can offer you is glorification of you. And therefore, I'm offering this glorification, this poem to you. So now Purandar Das is so powerful devotee that he can at least offer glorification. If you consider ourselves, we even cannot glorify Krishna. So what we can do is we can hear Purandar Das, we can hear Prabhupada, we can hear Kunti Maharani's prayer and use that prayer and glorify Krishna. Because our own prayer we cannot offer. I experienced many times, if you want to pray to Krishna, when I go in front of deities, I just cannot pray long. Very difficult. By my own prayers, this is my personal experience, you may have a different experience, I just cannot pray for more than 2 minutes. I have to pray something, na dhanam, na janam, some other prayers, right? If you want to make your own prayer, it's so difficult because it's not coming from the heart, it is just coming from lips, some poem, right? Krishna, you are like gold, I am old, this was told. So this kind of poem you may offer, but there's no meaning in that poem. It's not coming from any heart. So then what happens? We can't pray long. That glorification is also so difficult. But somehow other acharyas have given us prayers which we get inspired by, and we can offer the same prayers to Krishna, and Krishna will accept those prayers. So this is some substance of a Krishna consciousness, that we go through our journey in this life and we learn our lessons, and then we cling on to those lessons, we realize, and the conditioned soul who has come from spiritual world then goes back to the spiritual world. And Krishna is waiting till that time next to us, waiting when we will turn fully to Him. In Krishna consciousness, we already turn to Krishna, but some of us are turned fully, some are just turned half, some are turned 1 degree, 2 degree, different degrees. Krishna is waiting for 100% turning, and then He will take us back to God. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions? We can take one question. Any comments? Great devotees, Bhagavatas. Nila Kirtanpu, kuch bolna hai? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Yeah, देव गुरु जय।
कितने दिन के बाद आपका दर्शन।
थैंक यू।